Blog Talk Radio.
Dawa da lawyer, yes sir, Allah. Yeah. Yeah. Israel,
let's get it. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let him fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. The watchman got a warn the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. Which brings the scriptures mean when they say, the house is right for the woman, right? Half of the city took a fourth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. 2nd Ezra 16 and 31. We think a higher, that he sent his son Yeshua. 2nd Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see you die. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
Yeah, you know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Isaiah said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah. Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law, rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, she has America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, and faith on the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gonna see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
Oh, nigga, we hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You tuned in. Sorry about that. Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. Shalom, brother. You there?
Yeah, shalom.
Shalom, brother. As usual, you like to start off by saying, Ahaya Ba'ashem Yeshaya, Baraka Thum. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High Christ and the Holy Spirit. And we just happy to be a part of another Sabbath this evening. We have John Boy in the Lion's Den bringing forth Redemption 4. Like we always do about this time, we like to go through the seven overcomes written of in Scripture, in Revelations. So the brothers and sisters can understand that we must endure to the end and overcome. Because when you're in the truth, we're definitely going to go through a lot of ups and downs. But we have to go and endure to the end. So I'm going to start at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Ahia. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar, the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power, and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. So that completes the seven overcomes in Revelation that Christ, Yeshaya, the Mashiach, the Messiah, spoke of, letting us know that we must overcome and endure until the end. And as you read along with me, you know, it shows a lot of different things that could be granted to us if we're deemed righteous in the eyes of Ahia.
You are my sister, you are my brother. Let's come together now and love one another.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. We're back. You tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. And tonight, we're going to be bringing forth Redemption 4 with our brother, John Boy. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, how you doing? This is Brother Dwayne, Warriors in Christ. I'd like to go straight into the mission statement, which is Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together in Christ, I'm sorry. Let me read this over. I'm sorry. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, unite in Christ. Shalom, Ahayabah, Shem, Yeshayah, while we walk. And the song that the brother just played was a song that I love personally. It's a song that we come together and pray at the Most High without strife. A lot of strife been going on lately, but that's all good because when you in this truth, that's what's going to come up. You know, people going to try to throw you off balance from staying focused, but we have to stay focused. So that's why we got a mission statement. That's why we had the seven overcome. So I hope you all love this show. Warriors in Christ, Redemption 4, John Boy.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that you're all a quorum. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yashar Alakum. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yashar Alakum got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword. Someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the Most High Power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshayah. And sayonara, get rid of your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go. Till a higher by Hashem, Yeshayah is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshayah all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great. With the higher as my power and Yeshayah as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the breath, Yashar Allah is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod. Until that sea to make way, we walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock him over like a tower with the Allah high an hour. One accord, I'm aboard the fellowship. We played a starring role, but you wanna flip the script. The land on milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want it. Hit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. Remove the blinds, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Yeshua come to save. It's Israel a servant, it's Israel a slave. Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Yeshua on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Warm Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
This is forecast that we come in like a storm. So we throw the trump and let them know that Yasharala bum.
Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala bum. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
Shabbat Shalom, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm Brother Yehonathan alongside with the Brother Dwayne. And we have RD4, Redemption 4, jump on the Lion's Den this evening.
Bring him on in.
All right. Jump boy, we're bringing you in. Tuned in to the Lion's Den. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Shalom. What's good?
Oh, man, you know, I'm blessed, man. I'm glad to be back again, you know. I always have fun with you guys, so glad to be back again.
Yeah, right. So this is what we're going to do tonight, because we know you had a long day, and we appreciate you work. We appreciate you sliding that over to the Lion's Den. You know, everybody know who he is by now. Everybody know you done been in the den. So what we're going to do, we're going to let you speak a little bit on whatever you want to speak on. If we just going to go back-to-back Redemption 4, lay back, sip on some wine, just listen to John Boy tonight.
For sure. Just want to really give a shout-out, you know, to the brethren, man, for showing me support, especially, you know, when I first jumped into it last year, man, they showing me love all the way. You know, y'all brothers did too, man. So just want to say thanks to everybody, man, and I appreciate it a lot. So, you know, so I'm going to just try to keep it going for the brothers.
Appreciate it.
That's what's up. Hey, the new one you got coming out, I seen it say 11 tracks, and it's free. Speak on that real quick.
Yeah, I just put that out earlier today. It's 11 tracks. If you go on That Piss, and type in John Boy, you know, a bunch of my albums will pop up, and it's called Staying on Track. I'm uploaded again. I don't know how many people on the music page, but it's a Facebook music page. If you go on Facebook and type in John Boy, the music page should pop up. But, yeah, it's called Staying on Track. I'm going to try to put it – I'm going to try to get some better links for it, but for now it's on That Piff.
Okay, thatpiff.com. I got that. Got to get it.
While you're on, you got any? Matter of fact, come give me the first song I want to run real quick while you're online and get some, you know, some feedback on your own, you know, your thoughts on what made you come up with it, what you were dealing with at the time, ringing in my ears.
Oh man, that track was did it, but it was the first time. You know, it started everything for me, searching, soul searching. And, you know, I was dealing with some stuff, man. It's really kind of deep, but I don't want to get too many details. But, you know, we were dealing with some stuff. And I went through a situation, you know what I'm saying? And I just felt like the Most High told me, like, look, this is you, what you're doing, I know, you ain't useful to me. I'd rather kill you. I'd rather you be dead. That's what I felt like the Most High said to me. And after that, man, when the Most High tell you, he rather you to be dead. I mean, even if you feel that way, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was just sensation or whatever the case was. You know what I'm saying? It really felt like the Most High was like, look, you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. Y'all don't need you. So, you know, you go dig the grave and win. And after that, man, I was like, man, nah. Okay, let me follow what you need me to do, man. So ever since that day, that moment, I've been searching. You know, it took a process to really come into the truth fully. But, you know, since that day, I was searching out. I finally did a song about it, man. So.
Oh, okay. So the fear of the Most High kicked in.
Right then and there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and
there.
That's what's up.
I heard what you said at the end on the song, so you don't spoke on that. So, man, go ahead and roll that, because I had to ask you about that. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah, real quick, Wayne, we're going to probably kind of do without the lion roaring. It got like a 5-6 second delay, so if you don't hear that, we're just going to kind of roll it without the lion roaring tonight because, you know, we got a little delay on it.
Play the other snippet in between then, the other one.
Which one? Do this work?
Yeah.
Do the work. Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, let's get into ringing in my ear. John Boy, Redemption Folk.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself. Foe. Yeah, I heard some ringing in my ear. You dropped a bomb on me. Yeah, I heard some ringing in my ear. You must have dropped a bomb on me. Yeah.
Redemption Folk, John Boy, ringing in my ear. Brother Dwayne, alongside with me, Brother Jonathan, bringing in the Sabbath.
Yeah, that spoke a lot for itself, bro.
Yeah, that was serious. Yeah, boy, yeah. Right on time, boy.
Yeah, well, that got me thinking. So was this album a more personal album? Because with that, and then I'm thinking of the song Thinking of You. Was this one more personal?
Yeah, I was trying to do, just trying to get a little bit more dealing with, you know, some situations, you know, my situation. And try to put some of that stuff out there, you know, in the music sense. Because, you know, we all really, you know, we all going through the same stuff. We all under the same curses. So the stuff that happened to me, I know it may happen to somebody else. So I just try to, you know, relate my personal things to, you know, with everybody else this time around.
Okay. I'll let her thinking of you.
Oh, well, you know, every time when I'm about to go lay down or something, this wouldn't really help me do the music. This influenced me to do the music, too, you know, when I be trying to get some rest and I can't sleep. And then, or you know, I just be sitting there thinking about the Most High, and then a song or something to pop in my head that made me want to do a song or go listen to a beat. Then I go listen to a beat, and then I'm up at 5 in the morning doing songs. So, I know this was a track about thinking about, you know, the Most High, and then, you know, of course, thinking about the wife and the family, and, you know, just staying connected to the Most High, you know.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Thinking of you, John Boy.
Wake up, get my day started. Thank the Father for another breath. My appetite acquire nice beats, but the way I eat, I need another shelf. My hands up to the skids, I pray that I don't desire, cause I wanna make it back where my ancestors did reside. You already know what I need, so the Lord's prayers, I ask it to you. If you keep the kingdom as your first goal, then all things will be added to you. My world will revolve around them commands you sent out. I know you looking out for me, so the shape I'm in don't get bent out. When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. I'm just throwing hints out. My shield up, ain't no bending it, but occasionally I knock dents out. I smell a rat from your direction. You can't hide when that scent out. If a demon do flip out, he won't make a clean dismount, cause... Every night when my eyes close, most of the time I'm not asleep, but I enjoy our short convo. Stevie Wonder, they can't see, but they ain't legally blind though. You assist me when time passes, them prayers come like Rondo. Pray for my life, a good wife, but you ain't had to make her this fine though. When I think of her, I can't breathe. I'ma need a little time, so. Okay, I'm back now, but they frontin'. It's Hebrew season, they huntin'. They got cyborgs and vaccines, but I ain't worried about nothing. First Chronicles 16:22. They can't touch this until my job is done. I'm one of the few you can't quit. Fill in the blank.
cause I mean myself. Praying cause I can't redeem myself.
Alright, Shabbat Shalom, we're back tuned into the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne, Warriors of Christ, John Bunyan, and then Redemption 4. That was Thinking of You from the album. Go ahead, Wayne.
John, what?
Yep.
What I need you to do right here, we're going to get a, yeah, I like those like last two songs, and you basically was, I can tell you, you know, it was personal. So what we going to do, we're going to ask you for the fans that's listening, because you in a relationship with a female who in the truth, can we get a little, give me a little understanding how that is, how great that is, because opposite of being in the truth, not with a female who in the truth. Give me a little insight on that, because I know that's your backbone. Because it's the next song I'm going to is what Eve, you know what's going on with that. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Right. Oh, well, you know, in a relationship where the Most High is not around, we understand that situation. And, you know, so speaking on it, when the Most High is around, now everything that let me see how I can explain this. You know, we got guidelines now, and we both are following the rules, and the Most High built that way so we can have a better relationship. So when you get two people understanding the rules and guidelines to have a better marriage, is you going to have a better marriage. See, you know, people write books, been writing books for years on how to have a better marriage. Ain't nobody put in the Most High, the key ingredient on having a better marriage. Everybody want to write all these books and have all these comments and you know, bring forth their understanding on how to have a good marriage. And they keep having to do a book every year because they're not putting the Most High in the equation. But, you know, just having, you know, when she came in and she really was dealing with it, man, it was a blessing, man. It's some scriptures she can bring to me. Like, I'll be learning from her. And, you know, some brothers may be ashamed to be like, oh, my wife, she got to be quiet. Me, I'm like, look, what new you found? Because I want to know. You know what I'm saying? We teach each other. And that's another, you know, that's better for the family. So our kids growing up into a household with a mother and father who following the Most High, how much better is the family going to be?
Exactly. Exactly. Because like you saying, when you might be focused on what reading in Exodus and she might be reading in James and see something. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So this song right here, what Eve said, it was one part you were telling the truth on, because we know Adam had power and Satan couldn't do nothing with Adam. We know that. So he had to go to Eve. So holler at us on that, because it's one little part you said in the about slapping them down. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can just relate it to how the system is, how they try to get the man out of the house. And we know our role. And they know how powerful the men are, the men of the Most High are. So they got to get us away from having influence over the family, because once we hear, you know, Satan, he can't do nothing with a brother who's strong. Just even if he not completely understanding his role, just having a strong brother who's seeking to do good deeds, you know, the Most High is gonna bless that brother. You know what I'm saying? He gonna show that brother the ropes, and they gotta move us out the way. So like when Satan, he couldn't come to Adam with nothing. You know what I'm saying? So he had to come to Eve, knowing that she basically, you know, she wasn't, she didn't come first. Adam was here first. He knew everything. You know, she came from Adam. So he couldn't go to Adam and try to convince him from, you know what I'm saying? It was just a role. We, you know, it was just like, I'm trying to say it as, you know, it's roles that we play. And he had a better chance at going at Eve. He couldn't come to the man of the house and try to, you know, try to change some stuff around. So, yeah, that's where that really came from.
That's what's up. What Eve said, John Boy.
With killing on his mind, he proceeded to provoke them. Arms and legs on the body of a snake. His mission was a trick, he wasn't trying to debate. He crept and stayed hidden till he got where they was living. It was bright outside, but he had blood in his vision. The first assassin had him walking in the cell. So much hate was a distraction, had him talking to himself. Was cast down, so he felt he had to do it. Was the leader of the fallen, and he had to prove it. On the path of a psycho, hence the term. Nose of a dragon, every time he sniffed it burned. In the heavens, he was bright with an idiot. So he hid himself, since he is hideous. Wouldn't bow down to something he was older than. Wanted to stop all the glory we was rolling in. For forgiveness, he fell to both knees. Adam would have slapped him down, so he approached Eve.
And we was tricked in this trick. What did he say to Adam?
With tunnel vision, he saw Eve in the distance. He had a plan laid out. If his plan played out, he saw both Adam and Eve with their grave laid out. So he approached beautiful Eve, skin milky brown. Hair pretty like the autumn leaves. His eyes wouldn't deny looking at a queen. So she heard the bushes. He said, you startled me. He said, pardon me. Didn't mean to bother you. Then he said, y'all really living good over here. If I ever could live, I wish I would over here. Then he pointed to the heavens and said, ain't that beautiful? The garden cool, but up there where you wanna go. And his knowledge of the heavens you should rightly know. You can wield the same power that the Father do. Travel out there and he wouldn't bother you. Just follow me, it only takes a bite to eat. From the street and you can be bright as heat. She plucked one, this couldn't come true in his dream. Her mouth and the fruit was about an inch in between. On his face was the creepiest grin you ever seen. Grinning from ear to ear till his lips started to bleed. It's getting close, this is it, she on the ropes. This is it, he can hear somebody approaching. And they approaching very quick. A millisecond of thought, had to think of this is it. This is last chance, so he yelled out, bite it. She bit it, delighted, split it.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. That was what you said to Adam off the Redemption 4, John Boy, most recent album. You're in the Lion's Den with John Boy this evening.
Great word. That's like poetry, yeah. Right there. Out the Bible. Straight out the Bible.
When I first heard that song, man, I'm like, man, this dude getting so creative, bro. Like, not even you super creative, but like the way you going in depth with these, like the brother said, the poetry in motion. It's almost like if you understand the Bible and you know the story as we do, you know what I'm saying? It's like to put that on the record like that, man. That's a blessing, bro. For real, bro. I listen to that song almost every day, straight up. So praise the highest, brother. So
all glory to the Father, man. I just thank him every time. Every time I hear the brother, you know, showing me love, man, I just be like, thank you, Father. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that.
That's what's up. Long as them head in the skies, man, most definitely. There's good eternity, but following the Most High, he putting that spirit on you, bro. For real. Talk to me hard out here.
Oh, yeah. This was the first track I did on the album, and this was the first one I had did and recorded for it. But yeah, this was, you know, showing that, you know, we all dealing with the same stuff, just still, you know, trying to incorporate my situations in there. But you know, this is hard out here for us, so I just try to put that in the song and try not to make it, you know, make it where it relate to a lot of people. But yeah, that's basically what that was about.
Okay, we're going to check out Hard Out Here, and then we're going to come back and mess with you one more time on the Fleet Doctrine. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to let you bow on that, because we always could get in contact with you. But, man, this some excellent work, and I always love your music from day one. But the growth, I can see the growth, man. It's like it's being heavy. It's heavy, the growth. So let's go in the Hard Out Here, John Boy, R.D. For Redemption 4.
It's hard for us, can't you make a living just by living? We all got ears, but ain't nobody trying to listen. It's a long road, but you won't go the distance. The bait is the truth, I really mean with the fishing. The Father answered me, cause I was really calling on him. I just planted seed and the Father put the water on him. You gon' need a lot of sunlight, so you know right. I'm talking about the S-O-N so you can grow right. You can still take up my Father cause we acting like. So thankful for the Father cause the Spirit got me acting right. The Word feed us whole, so every minute I take a bite. Used to go so hungry that I thought to lose my appetite, but I'm eating now. I just call my big brother if you beat me down. He wiped the tears of our people who are weeping now. Everybody used to sleep on us, they ain't sleeping now.
It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for a Hebrew. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for a Hebrew. It's hard out here. It's cold out here. We work hard, but nothing to show for it out here. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for a Hebrew.
The Father cooking up a storm, go and take a whiff. We work all day for gas for the second shift. And I'm shifting gears, looking for truth for your roots. Come and listen here. We tearing down lies that they told us. We want everything back that they owe us. They stole our land and they stole us. I can recognize a thief and you a pro one. I tell them laugh good, laugh strong. Cause who laugh last, laugh long. I tell them laugh good, laugh strong. Cause who laugh last, laugh long. We awoke, and I wish you would like a lumber party. 12 tribes put an end to the slumber party. We in jack of trouble, but I got the Father with me. So when they ask, is life hard? I say hard.
Hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for a Hebrew. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for a Hebrew. It's hard out here. It's cold out here. We work hard, but nothing.
nothing to show for it out here. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for Hebrews. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for Hebrews. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for Hebrews. It's hard out here. It's cold out here. We work hard, but nothing to show for it out here. It's hard out here for us. It's so hard out here for Hebrews.
Redemption.
Four.
Purchase your tracks today.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
All right, we're back in the den. John Boy, Redemption 4. That was hard out here. For the Hebrews.
And that's very true. Very hard out here for the Hebrews. Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay. The flea doctrine.
Oh yeah. This was one of them tracks when I was done with it. You know, when I was doing it too, I wanted to do it where it was kinda like coded, encrypted. I was trying a different way of doing it where it was like, you know, it's even in parentheses too where it say state of mind. But, when you listen to it, I don't know if people can catch it, but I was saying it, you know, in the state of mind, but I was naming cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we understand, you know, as any stuff in your state of mind, that's when you name a city, that's something physical. So when I say right. We had to flee, even though it's state of mind, it's really meaning physically we got to go. Because a lot of brothers and sisters don't believe physically we have to get up and leave this place. So, you know,
right.
That's some kind of cryptic. I know if people would catch it. A lot of people would catch it. I know some people would. But, you know, I was trying to go a different route. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a twofold song right there, bro.
Right. That's what I was talking about.
That's what it was. I mean, I got it all day long. I'm like, man, this brother saying stuff. It's like twofold, though. Straight up. So.
Right.
Praise the higher, man. For real, brother. You definitely, that creativity, bro, that's from on high, man. So just continue to, I ain't even got to tell you to continue to do the work, bro. You already know.
That goes along with the piece when they say, be not partaker. He said, be not partaker. What did it say? You're not in her sins and her plagues.
Right.
So it's, you know, being not partaking of them sins is not partaking in what Babylon had to offer. So you got to come back to the Most High and get out that Babylonian mindset and following them commandments. So then you also know you got to get out the way of them plagues, you know, verse 8. So, you know, y'all already what that is, Revelations
18 and 4.
Revelations 18, verse 4, and then the plagues is verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Read the plagues from the right fast.
Hold on 1 second.
Right there. All the cities, John Boy, name. Can you remember all the cities you named, John Boy?
I think it was L.A., Cleveland.
Don't get destroyed. Get destroyed. Keep going.
Atlanta, Miami.
Go get destroyed.
I think I mentioned Detroit. Yeah, Detroit.
Go get destroyed.
Chicago.
Destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got it right here, brothers. Let me go on. My bad. Let me read that Revelation 18 and 4 through 8 real quick. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Verse 5. For her sins have reached to heaven, and the Most High hath remembered her iniquity. Verse 6. Reward her even as she reward you, and double unto her. Double according to her works.
and the cup which she had filled to her double. Verse 7, how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and am now and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. The strong is the Most High power, the higher, who judges her.
There it is, right there in Scripture.
It is physical and it is spiritual and physical. Once you start in the fall, come back to the Most High, link in with the Most High, you being spiritual. Link in, following those commandments, and we already know this place going to get destroyed. After they implement, after they take it down and implement their mark or whatever, it's going to be a period of time when the Medes, the Most High going to stir up the Medes, the Iranian missiles are going to be shot. So we understand that. We ain't really trying to throw nobody out tonight, so.
Yeah, boy, you going into that meat right there, man. That's a high level understanding, brother. Just,
so,
you know.
But it's true. That's what the brother John brought on here for, the brain truth through them lyrics.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna go in that fleet.
Yeah, we're gonna go into that fleet doctrine. Let the brother tell you on wax.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself.
I'm just trying to flee this state of mind. Got a couple burnt down towns in this state of mind. Got some roadblocks with no toll blocks in this state of mind. Got a couple ruined cities in this state of mind. I really gotta flee this state of mind. I really gotta flee this state of mind. I really gotta flee this state of mind. I'm just trying to flee this state of mind.
They asked if I'm okay, I say N-O, that's Oklahoma, New Orleans, abbreviated, if you ain't know, Houston we got a problem, and it came all the way from Cleveland, I can stretch one arm out to Oakland, and the other one touch New England, and connect everything in between them, red, white, and blue, who, now everything is illegal, now you can save your boo-hoos, trying to avoid that eagle. I ended up with them Hawksby when MIA in Miami found running to Milwaukee cause they chasing. I'm evading, got angry, but behaving. Got a getaway car in LA, but I hate to keep them waiting. But I didn't finish my work here. I pray they got enough patience. Had to leave Detroit in a hurry. What a bad night. The real chief was in Chi-Town before the pilgrims. That's a gadite. Damn, I crooked letter. Miss me with that evil. I hope this world got enough beats. I'm just trying to help my people. We gotta flee. Babylon is falling and it might start in D.C.
I'm just trying to flee this state of mind. Got a couple burnt down towns in this state of mind. Roadblocks with no toll blocks in this state of mind. Got a couple ruined cities in this state of mind. I really gotta flee this state of mind. I really gotta flee this state of mind. I really gotta flee this state of mind. I'm just trying to flee this state of mind.
We back, Warriors in Christ, John Boy, Redemption 4, and the Lion's Den. Bar Shalom, brothers and sisters, if you're just tuning in. Of course, the number to call in is 914-338-1759. If anybody want to ask John Boy a couple of questions before he rolls out, the number to call once again is 914-338-1759. All right.
Hey, John Boy.
Yes, sir.
You familiar with the pardon scriptures? I think it was Numbers when David counted Israel and the Most High was mad at him. Well, in that, when you get a chance, read it, because one part when the Most High was so mad at David that he numbered Israel, that he sent a famine through the land and was killing a lot of Israelites. So it was this part where David bought the threshold. He went to get the threshold from this man, and the man told him he could have it. And David was like, no, I'm going to have to pay for it. So this is what I'm going to tell you. You shot us the RD4 for free. You need to send that link to me for I could buy one for me and this brother, because this work is, this got to be paid for. We going to pay for it. So you send me that link, and I'm going to buy me and this brother one. So, because we love the work. We love the work, and we got to show our appreciation, and we got the support.
Right.
And that's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. So, man. But I know you always look out for me, so, I had to look out for y'all, so.
Yeah, most definitely, because this, we all in this together, and you know what I'm saying? And you, this the end of the year show anyway, and you done been on here 3 times already, bro.
Yeah. And all your shows, boy, you doing numbers, boy. Your shows getting a lot of listeners. I'm going to tell you that. Every one of your shows got over 1,000 listeners.
Yeah,
1,100. Yeah, them numbers is major, boy. They checking you out. They know your work. Let's just say that. They know your work. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And another thing, man, you really, you bridging the gap, too. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember when we first started talking to you and you were saying, yeah, man, I just do the work for the Most High. But we understand, you understand the true name, and you understand all those things. But yet, it's still you bridging the gap with a lot of brothers who not calling on a higher. You understand?
Right.
That's major. That's major, because long as a brother could come in and get that understanding through you with no understanding here of Hebrew through time, he might open up and look at the name and accept the name. So it's very important, the work you're doing.
Oh yeah. I'm going to tell y'all a story. I ain't going to say the brother's name, but, the brother was using a different name than what we call on. And he had inboxed me one day, and he asked me. He was like, so he was telling me he appreciated the music. And he was like, I want to learn more about the name. So, I gave him the information that how I learned it, so he could be better equipped to grab it, like how I grabbed it. And the brother, I hit him back a couple of days later. He was like, yeah, man, the video helped me out a lot. So, I mean, I was tripping back because the brother switched over. Not saying that it's we trying to pull people in, like that on that type of note, but He came to me, because I don't tell people, like, look, this ain't what you need to be calling on. I show them, like, look, this is what I do for this reason, And the brother came to me, and he was like, I want to learn more information. I want more information on why you use that name. And I gave him information, and, he accepted it. So that was a blessing, too. Now, like you say, man, it's coming to a point now where we are becoming we become enemies to each other. So we got to really, even though the name is a touchy subject, it's one of those subjects where, we got to be on the right track. But two, man, we got to come together so we can all, be, if we came together, like say these camps came together and they sat down and everybody humbled themselves down and really dealt with it, let the spirit, come through. You never know what could happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't think brothers humbling themselves. We did a couple of lessons on that
about 2 weeks ago. I remember you had called in, and that's what we were doing. And the whole time we were talking about being humble. Being humble. It's a verse in Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha. I think it started at 18. Verse 3:18, where it say the mysteries and all the deep understanding only going to come to the humble. So the people who ain't seeking this stuff, you know what I'm saying, who ain't seeking it to show off, you know, them the people who going to get the mysteries and the understanding. So these people who are out here just trying to get knowledge just to be boastful, it ain't going to come to them. And, so if we all came together and humbled ourselves, knowing that we know it's snares and traps. The Most High said itself, he put snares and traps out there.
Right.
So if we all came together, knowing that the Most High, you know, set this up like this, we'd be like, all right, let's just come together and deal. And let the spirit lead. We ain't let the spirit lead no more. It's too many proud people. And I learned a long time ago, man, to be humble. I'm very low. I try not to. You know what I'm saying? I look, I'm off in the cut. When the arguments jump off, I'm like, hey, look, y'all go deal with that. Hey, you know, the scripture say debate your cause. I understand that, but to a point where I don't want to be around you no more. I don't want to look at you. I don't get into it that deep.
Right.
And backing that up, man, I most definitely got to read something real quick, brother, if y'all don't mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 22, real quick, let me get into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Verse 20. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. Verse 21. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. Verse 22. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. So, you know what I'm saying? Just touching on what you were saying, bro, we got to definitely humble ourselves because we don't know where the Most High is trying to work, man. The whole idea, you know, as understanding we are servants to the Most High is to gain a brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or sister. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Not continually help to tear down. So I had to get into that real quick.
Oh, no, that's perfect.
So
I had
to stay on that. Yeah.
That's what we need to make ourselves low, man, so we can be able to deal with each other. We too proud to even deal with each other.
Yeah, you're bringing it through tonight. Hope, John, for our listeners, we already know y'all humble because y'all humble enough to listen to his music. No, I'm just playing. It's entertaining. That's why you're going to listen to it. Let me stop playing.
I know the brother, you know what I'm saying? We done had him overstayed his welcome, you know what I'm saying, to a degree. But we got a couple of people in the queue. I know I see Chop out there and a couple of other people. I'm not sure who they are. So if you wanted to take a couple of questions before you jump off, man.
Hold on, let me see. 1, 2, 3. We're going to just do those four, and then, John, you gone. You can go. We'll take you on out from here. It's four people been waiting. They probably want to talk to you, so.
Well, you know, I the calls. I take how many y'all got in there, you know, just, you know, because I know people, you know, who try to get to me that can't really get to me. They don't know where to get to me at, so, you know, I talk to the family.
All right, we're going to be opening up the lines momentarily in a matter of seconds. We'll be taking the couple of brothers and sisters in the queue, bringing in the first caller from the 810 area code. Barcelona, brother, sister, you live on the air, Warriors in Christ. You tuned in to the den.
Shabbat shalom, Malcolm.
What's going on, brother?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Oh, yeah.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, Jeffy, I'm Chop. I'm Ross.
Oh, what up, Chop?
What's going on, Chop?
I gotta get in on the redemption flow. the first redemption feature, from a learning level standpoint, you know, the redemption flow went way hard. Cause I just had a good chance to listen to it like about a couple of weeks ago. And I listened to every track with detailed ear, and I was like, wow. I really, really got personal. So it was deep on so many levels when I listened to it, you know. You know, like the sword, it cut two ways. Your thoughts the same way.
That's a blessing, man. Hey, we definitely got to do more, man. I know you got your thing going on, about to drop them two albums. We definitely got to do it again, man. I think a lot of brothers just got to come. We've been saying it for the longest. We got to come together and do this major collab thing. But I really think we need to, though.
As I can see, I see everybody already on it.
Right.
I see everybody doing major collabs with everybody.
Right.
You know, everybody reaching out, touching everybody, you know, getting in there right now. But, you know, as far as, like, you know, everybody that call on the high, you know, I think we should just get together and all do one big album.
Right.
You know, that'll be the next step from us.
Right.
Oh, hey, John Boy.
Yeah.
You still ain't check out that what that was, that one I was telling you to check out when all y'all could, that self-destruction thing yet?
Oh, man, I never got a chance. What happened? I'll be all over the place. I'm definitely I think I looked for it and couldn't find it. I think that was the case, but I can't remember. But yeah, I never got a hold to it.
Yeah, cause that's one you look at. Then like you're like, yeah, you'll see what you're talking about. Like when all y'all come together with that little piece. But yeah, man, that's what's up. Y'all keep doing the work. Art Chop, what's happening, boy? Yeah, everything good on this end. We just hollered at you last night, ain't it?
He linked me up. We linked up through Skype. I'm going to try to check these brothers out and see what be going on Skype on Tuesday. That sounds like a good deal, man, to be with the brethren and like mine. You already know.
So, appreciate that, Art Chop.
No problem. You know, all praise be to the Father. That could be possible. You know,
right,
then we can,
right,
in different areas, and still be able to come together.
Exactly.
Yeah, most definitely. Might as well use this technology that to our advantage for a hire. You already know why the time is you know short, bro. We might as well make it happen. So.
Exactly. Because best be known. It's gonna be used for good purposes when it's coming down to the Father.
Right. All these.
They can spy on us, look at us any way they want to. But when it comes to the Most High, they can get a bow down.
You already know.
So, let's see. Go ahead and we'll go to the next caller. We'll put him back in the queue, and then we'll go to the next caller, and then you know we could just, or you could just leave him on. It don't, you know, Art Chop's something, man. So leave Art Chop on and just go to the next caller, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna just put him on mute. He got a little background noise. I'm gonna just put him on mute. Bring the next person.
All right.
All right, too long. All right, let me see. We're bringing in the next caller live momentarily from the 937.
you tuned in to the Lion's Den. You're on the air live. Shabbat Shalom. Hello. Shabbat Shalom. You're tuned in to the den. Nah, hello. Going once, going twice. All right. We out of there. Yeah, so I guess that's about it for the callers as far as what I'm seeing. So it's definitely been a blessed Sabbath having a brother John Boy come through and, you know, let the people who haven't heard get a first listen. And those like myself who listen every day anyway, you know, it's always a blessing to have the brother on the line so we can know what inspired these inspirational songs the brother be dropping, you know what I'm saying? But we know it's the higher vibration, the shyest. So just want to tell you, brother, that continue to do the work, man. Cause, you know, I hadn't even known about it until the brother Dwayne had done told me, man. And, man, I got to have at least about over 100 tracks from you, bro, already, bro. Like, you do a lot of work, man. So I ain't even... I'm straight on the Hebrew music. I mean, I listen to all the brothers, but, bro, you put in a lot of work, bro. For real, bro. I'm talking about, I'll be jamming, bro. It'll be, it'll be. So,
they've been dropping heavy lately, man, now on that Facebook, man. Shawab, Vanna White, them, and, you know, we already know John Bush. They coming out like a slot machine, but those other brothers and I've been checking out the sisters. Been, yeah, man, you know what, man? I ain't put that on there, man, but, man, that new one, Banner Watt, dropped with his wife and you. Talk about that, man.
Oh, yeah, man. He sent me the invite, man. He said he was holding on to it for a minute, and he said, you know, if I would hop on it, and I told him, once I heard it, I was like, yeah, man. I'm on. I mean, you know, I just heard the hook, you know what I'm saying, and I just went from there. But you know, Bomb, he might have to give you some deeper insight on it. But yeah, man, that track was dope when he sent it to me. I don't understand why he's waiting so long to put that out, but I got a chance to hop on it. So
yeah, that's jamming, man, for real. And you know, and what we're gonna do, you know what I'm saying? We still got 1, 2, 3. We're going to let you chill, man. You can go ahead and chill, but we just going to finish it on out with this RD4, you know what I'm saying, because we done went through 1, 2, 3, 5 good songs, and then we got plenty more to go. So, you know what I'm saying, what we're going to do, we're going to tell you thanks and, again for coming through the den, man, and you know, all blessings to you and your family. You know, you already know. But send that link to me on the on that in my inbox on that Facebook, and I'm gonna go ahead and get two of these RD4s, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
and that. Real quick before you go, did the brother said he got a new album on that pivot? That a new album that I heard? Or?
Yeah, it's a new one. It got 11 tracks on there. I got a lot of people on there on this one, man. I was trying to get connected with a lot of the brothers, and I did. So
okay.
I got a lot of people on there. So, yeah, it's on that Pip. I'm going to post the link up. I just tag y'all in the link on my page. I'm going to just post it up again so y'all can grab that. But, yeah,
Okay, that's what's up, man. I need that. And for the listeners out there, the brother has a new album entitled what, brother?
It's called Staying on Track.
Staying on Track. DatPiff.com, you can find their album, Staying on Track, by yours truly, John Boy, doing the will for the Father. So, that's what it is.
I appreciate you. No doubt.
I just want to give my thanks, too, brother. It's always a blessing, man, for real, to link up with brothers in like mine, man, so. Continue to do the work, man, and you already know we're going to stay connected, brother. So the wheels fall off.
All day.
Yeah, man, it's spoiled for real. It's a pleasure. And like I said, you still got a lot more jam coming, man. This thing is, man, you jamming, man. So
sit back, relax, and we'll holler at you on the phone or the Facebook or whatever. But we finna get into your work, brother.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'ma kick back and stay tuned in.
I don't know now if you wanna stay on, but we don't wanna hold you up. You feel me? We don't wanna hold you up because, like I said, you done been in the den 3 times.
Yeah,
and we're looking
yeah.
for about 25,000 more times. So,
right. Well, definitely.
We appreciate you. We appreciate
yeah.
you. Trust me, we appreciate you. We want you to chill. You know what I'm saying? Get them ad libs straight. Get them that delivery right. You feel me?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I do need to get some rest, man. I've been up trying to do the work, man. Trying to keep the work going. So. I try to keep my ownership by much as I can. So, you know. So, yeah, most of that, we can set up again, man. We can set up. And this time I bring the Staying on Track album, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. You already know we'll be in touch to find out what's what.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I appreciate you, brothers, man. And man, we going to stay in touch, man. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, John Boy.
All right, so you already know what it is, Redemption 4. We're going to get back into that album. And shout out to all the Hebrew All-Stars out there. Mav, I know you're working on some things, man. We need you to slide through the den and bless the show, man, with that work. If you're out there listening, your Cal, you know, I talk to Dawada. I know you're doing your thing too, brother. I know you're going to slide through something heavy with that work. And all the brothers, all y'all brothers, man, when y'all, you know, ready to come through the den and, you know what I'm saying, just bless the show with that work, man, and wake up Israel and get these brothers and sisters to understand, man, that we must be on one accord and do this work, man, for a higher body, Shemeshiah, while we walk. You know, just give us a call, send us an email at warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. That's warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. Well, of course, you can reach us on our line for the Most High, which is 754-300-6344. All right. So, Brother Wayne, without further ado, I think I want to get to that 101 rundown. No, matter of fact, I'm sorry, I want to get into A Fool Says No God, with that being said. So, got something you want to say before I get into that track up?
No, do your thing.
All right. Fool Says No God, John Boy, Redemption 4.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself.
Okay.
They say the Bible man-made, so they don't need it in their life. But if they boss, they jump. They would take flight. Your life and the way you go about it ain't right. You ain't tight. They don't think Christ came in the first place. So to return, they don't think twice. This word is not of own interpretation. 2 Peter 1:20, as you need it blatant. My people can't love cause they used to hating. They can't give anything cause they used to taking. They screaming where he at cause they sick of waiting. But when your check in the mail, you just sit patient. Wouldn't tell your boss man to pay you before payday. So Christ ain't gonna come just cause you screaming mayday. You ain't even doing what you really supposed to. So when he do return, he ain't coming back for you. He might ignore you cause he never known you. If you think this man-made, then you hellbound. A fool says no God. If you think this man-made, then you hellbound. Psalms 14:1. If you think this man-made, then you hellbound.
14:1, a fool says no God. All I see is food and power and they rule. Treat us like a tool, toss aside never to be used. In a shed where we bled. Atheist church, I call it Satan church instead. That's the devil trick that make you think he don't exist. We ain't living rich, we got the curse and not the gift. But the fall made us stronger. I pray we find a better way to grow. But it's only a little ways to go. Overall, Israel did good. Living in tribulation, no other nation could. So you would be a fool to say it's no God. I pray you do not choose the wrong side. My path narrow, yours wide. My eyes wide open, yours blind. So I'ma keep it rocking till the end come. And then some.
Right, that was Fool Says No God. We on Redemption 4, John Boy, latest album. Let's see, you want me to just roll them on out or you got a request, brother?
This is what we're going to do. Because yeah. this show, the Most High said, remember leaving Egypt. Always remember we left Egypt. We were slaves to Egypt. We were born men and born women. In Egypt, the Most High said, always remember leaving that place. So we're going to play something to always remember leaving Egypt.
All right. That was it, right?
Go ahead and go in the scriptures. Because the Most High said, always remember Egypt. We always remember leaving that place. Because when we left that place, immediately after we left that place and we was taken into the wilderness, the Most High told us that this was going to be the beginning of our months, of our months. So therefore, our time is not the same as the Gentile time.
Exodus, chapter 13, verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib. Read that again. Exodus chapter 13, verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib. And what we're going to do here in Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, we're going to go into the Strong and look up Abib and read the definition of that. If you all out there following me. Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, looking up Abib, and that's H24. One moment to get there. Okay. Abib, H24.
says, fresh young barley ears. Barley. Month of ear forming. So this is giving you a time frame of which the day they came out of Egypt, in which it was labeled the month Abib. And the Strong's 824 says, fresh young barley ears. Barley. Month of ear forming, of greening of crop, of growing green Abib, month of Exodus and Passover. It says here in the Strong's, March or April. And that's understanding the Hebrew calendar. We know that March 15th marks the new year, according to the Hebrew calendar of Ahaya Bahashim Yishai Wavawak. Also, let me read the Strong's definition. From an unused root meaning to be tender, green, that is a young ear of grain, hence the name of the month, Abib, or in the sun, Abib, ear, green ears of corn. So, a lot of information coming out of that word, Abib, letting us know what time of the year that it all starts, which is in March. So
it's giving us a time frame when all the crops starting to grow, all the everything's coming to life, springing to life, right?
Most definitely. Springtime, brother. That's what they call it.
So,
modern day.
So it's not the new year yet.
No doubt.
Right now. It's presently time now with all this cold weather and the trees, the leaves still falling off and everything. Next month, when all the trees start sprouting, looking beautiful, and everything growing, it's the new month. It's the new month of the new year. So we understand that because the Most High said always remember leaving Egypt. So we always remember leaving Egypt because the Most High said it. Go to that scripture where the Most High is telling you that it's a new month of a new year for us. That is for the children of Israel, for us.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. Matter of fact, I'm going to go up to verse 1. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speaking to all the congregation of Israel.
Repeat that again, because the Most High was speaking to Moses and Aaron, which was the leaders of his people, the children of Israel. These same people were being taken from among the Gentiles, from among the Hamites, from among the children of Mizraim. Because their name is Mizraim, right? It's Mizraim. Am I pronouncing
Mizraim,
it right?
Mizraim.
The children of Mizraim are actually Hamites. So they're not Egyptians. They was given that name by the Greeks. Okay, the children of, pronounce it for me.
Mizraim.
The children of Mizraim are the so-called Egyptians. The Hebrews was taken from among them. And read what the Most High told, gave his charge to tell Moses and Aaron to go tell the people.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
So, therefore, our time is different from the Gentiles' time. We on the Most High time. The rest of the Gentiles on something else. Whatever they on, they ain't on. Matter of fact, they fall in the moon or whatever. But we on the Most High time. With that being no further ado with that, we done went through that a little bit. Let's go back into John Bourne. Let's finish it on that. Just do your thing. Roll it on that.
All right. 101 rundown.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, because I can't believe it.
even if you chose, you can still choose to lose. You can see the cop signs, but you still choose to cruise. Time, if it's written that we lose, fine. But it's not so fine, the nearest cliff to climb. The sky dive into a puddle of clouds. Me and my lions before war, reward. If you not buying, come see what else that we got in store. I feel powerful, hit you with a body blow. That'll leave your body swole. If you didn't, now you know. Everybody teaches, thanks to the internet. The proof is in the pudding, but you ain't finished your dinner yet. This ain't no 101, I scream Yasharala. Plus me, that would equal 101. This the blueprint 101. This the blueprint 101. You can get the run down or run now. Yeah, you can get the run down or run now. Yeah, you can get the run down or run now. The judge giving paragraphs is supposed to be a sentence. Sky is the limit to a man with no vision, cause we universal in this universe. We'll be back on top once we lift the curse. You can do your worst, but the most did it first. Now we back on track, we was derailed. Across long waters, we did sail. Now our ear to the words like a seashell. We got the whole world watching us, now no one is stopping us. We on good terms with the Father. Meanwhile, hell is getting hotter. Doing evil, why even bother? And it's the rundown, 101.
Right, tuning in to the Lion's Den. That was the Rundown 101, playing the Redemption 4 album. We had John Boy in the den a little earlier. We wish the brother Godspeed, let him get him some rest on the Sabbath, but we continue to play the rest of the album. Let's get into another one of my personal favorites, Got to Be Free, John 8 and 32.
They prove all things. I got that faith that can move all things. So free, I won't travel that road again like a bird. Who gon' never touch the ground again like the king of the jungle? Who can wear his crown again? If you really wanna know what makes you free, John 8:32, that's the truth. We work hard just to make it, and not a soul gon' take it. His chosen people, slaving just to make some change. Not talking under the table, but we underpaid. Found the most high, told my mom this not a fade. They say the best things in life are free, but I pay for it every time I breathe. They spray our skies and they knock down trees. We just want the L-I-V to the E. Now we know we Israelites, we just hope to shine. Now they trying to close all our open minds. This an uphill battle, you need the rope to climb. Wisdom all in our mouth, not the dinner one. They trade physical slaves for some mental ones. If you think you free, to stop paying rent then. This mental institution you can't put a dent in. We thank the Father for his son that he sent in.
All right.
I go to war with my sword, bring your nightstick. I wake up 2 in the morning for my night fix. I quit my day job just to work the night shift. Now my life is all rated for righteous. You got a spirit on you that you can't get rid of. Never hold you back or down, cause I'm making pillars. Life went south, never cross the higher river. The Bible is fire, not logical, cause it make you shiver. Seeing chills up your spine with a heat blast. I'm chasing my future if you see me speed past. Israel will be saved when he make it back. I got a couple Hebrews at a second act.
Let be real, let be real, let be real.
For real.
Let be real, let be real, let be real.
For real.
Let be real, let be real.
Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
Let be real,
let be real.
Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
For real.
I got a couple friends and keeping it real.
Keep it real.
Got some family and keeping it real. Let be real,
let be real.
Let be real.
For real.
Let be real,
let be real.
For real,
look,
for real.
Kingdom come, we just waiting on a few things. I bring truth when I do bring. The end is here, but that's old news. But the old news is the new thing. But what's under the sun don't bring new things. You heard it, but you ain't take heed to it. The Bible is my cut and I bleed to it. He the father of lies and you cleave to him. He your transparent, but you can't see through him. People step on other people just to make it higher. Where you think you going if you not calling on the higher? You gon' be drowning forever in the lake of fire.
Let be real, let be real, let be real.
For real.
Let be real,
let be real,
let be real.
For real.
Let be real,
let be real.
Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
Let be real,
let be real.
Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real. For real.
I got a couple friends and keeping it real.
Keep it real.
Got some family and keeping it real. Let be real.
Let be real.
Let be real.
For real.
Let be real.
Let be real.
Let be real.
For real.
For real.
Right. You got anything you want to say, brother, before I put the next track? Or?
No, do you think roll it all night?
All right. No doubt.
Ricky Thaddeus on the beat.
Oh, no.
Enough dust to fill 10 urns. If you not a law keeper, then this not your concern. The game already kicked off, now we waiting on that return. Sip a little wine, but to keep focused, don't get licked up. By that time it's too late, the time to figure out that it's us. Solo, it's about time that we live it up. My sight cleared and won't shut my eyes, but in the blindfold that's thick enough. Can't fool me this time around, cause the most high is shining down. I ain't going back to them old days. They act up, I'm going back to them old ways. I tell them,
oh no.
How they gonna survive? Them the ones who won't manage it. Cannibals,
not a movie, but I'll be everywhere them cameras is. Cause they spying. Can't give the real Jews the truth, so they lying. Used to hit the snooze, don't wanna lose, so I ain't trying. We awoke, not a fire burning. Shout out to Moses, cause the tide's turning. School in session, I get back to learning. You ain't earned nothing, then why you talking earnings? You ain't good, ain't nothing straight. Everything go around you curving, and they ain't going back to them old days. They act if I'm going back to my old ways. I tell them,
oh no, oh no,
oh no,
oh no.
After this, I will say, with some real ox, we ain't in the crops, but we will have our field day. Can't waste no time, if you want a fair look, pour a little wine, a red wine, and read my red book. We out here, we doing it, eyes on the kingdom, we pursuing it. I'm just trying to win, pray I'm never losing it. Trying to avoid these demons, and these lunatics, these lunatics. I ain't going back to them old days. They ask if I'm going back to them old ways. I tell them,
oh no, oh no,
oh no,
oh no, oh no,
oh no,
oh no, oh no. They can't fool me this time around.
To you, really didn't know what to say to you, had a million things I could say, and realized this, I only got one question,
how do I get super saved, yeah.
Okay, look. Nah, I ain't Superman, but I feel super. You told me how to win when I got tired of being a loser. So glad you put me on that right path. I know the wicked in first place, but it won't last. Job 9:24 is why this world mad. They cover the faces of the judges with a metal mask. You show me why they hated me and why we always suffer. You show me what I must do just to get above it. You heard me lonely and crying in the distance. So when you spoke to me, I listened.
With my back against the wall and my head to the sky, I only got one question. With my back against the wall and my head to the sky, I only got one question.
Super saved.
Yeah, I only got one question.
How do I get super saved?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They act like they seeking you until they gotta make changes in their life, saying please never let the reaper through. It's what they say, cause they ain't living right. Personal gain is vain at the expense of others. Must show love to your brothers. Personal gain is vain at the expense of others. Must show love to your brothers. All praises to the Father that's in heaven. All your glory I see. And I would never ever leave your side again. Please reign holy over me.
How do I get super saved?
Yeah, that's my only prayer.
heaven that you hear me. Only got one question. How do I get super saved?
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself. When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself.
Stuck up in the matrix, and I'm fed up, I can't take this. Stuck up in the matrix, and I'm fed up, I can't take this. Red pill, blue pill, red pill, blue pill. Stuck up in the matrix, I'm fed up, I can't take this.
Okay, they content and they warm, trying to warn that this a calm before the storm. They don't believe it and won't believe it until they see it. Yo, pass the line, he ain't applying what he really reading. We do the work while living the curse, cause in these times it's needed. Illusions will make you go mad, I call them mad illusions. If kids was blood, we all need transfusions. Kids becoming transgender, sick confusion. Trying to relay, they ask for your ID, never your IDEA. We got brain though, they think it's play though. My people only pray for things they can't pay for. This part four, woody part deceitful. Just for you to blow your chance with a stick of C4. These lives won't stand forever. These times won't plague us forever. If we rise and we stand together with the Father, we can make it through whatever. I'm like red pill or blue pill. Being aware is the new skill.
Stuck up in the matrix, and I'm fed up, I can't take this. Stuck up in the matrix, and I'm fed up, I can't take this. Red pill. Agree and never speak again. Don't need no nonsense trying to destroy my
starting conflict, vain discussion is toxic. You ride around like you the greatest Hebrew alive, when the greatest Hebrew already died. You say I couldn't walk a mile in your shoes, well I might need to, cause I need to exercise. We been there, we done that, we Israel and we run that, we waiting on that comeback. Yo, false doctrine, I shun that, we won that. They say we gon' lose, we ain't buying that, and it won't sell. We can show you better than we can tell you, but with these precepts, we can tell you very well. Your method's like a fired employee, cause that won't work for me. What's good? What's good? What's good for you may not be good for me. What's good? What's good? What's good for you may not be good for me. What's good? What's good? What's good for you may not be good for me. What's good? What's good? What's good for you may not be good for me. Watching these times might blow your mind, like a fight between Bohemoth and Leviathan. I'll be up till dawn, I was dawning on them, with my shield out and my sword drawn on them. You talking to a lion, and that there we pieces, only bones in the den, but we up in here knowing on them. Now we know the father name, so we calling on them. Tell them faker lights to find a cliff and take a flight, or find a landmine field and take a hike. We taking everything back and we up the price, now get a light. You know, so scumbag parasite. Yeah, you heard it right. Kwame Yashirala, you gon' pay for it, what your fathers did. But that's not my problem. Praying against these spirits in the new Sodom, pass them. Babylon is falling, is the new answer. What's good? What's good? What's good for you may not be good for me. What's good?
Your IDEA, we got brain though, they think it's play though. My people only pray for things they can't pay for. This part four, woody part to see four. Just for you to blow your chance with a stick of C4. These lives won't stand forever. These times won't plague us forever. If we rise and we stand together with the Father, we can make it through whatever. I'm like red pill or blue pill. Being aware is the new skill.
Stuck up in the matrix, and I'm fed up, I can't take this. Stuck up in the matrix, and I'm fed up, I can't take this. Red pill.
Work.
truth, that's what you're gonna
I'ma
find.
Do work to the income, to the income. And I'ma do the work, do the work to the income, and then some.
Y'all work.